So the actual outcomes we measured and wanted to look at were how women used ResDex. So we collected what are called weblog data, which is essentially recordings of which pages and elements women went onto and what times they went onto it. So we know what they did and how long they did it for. We assessed knowledge of breast cancer and the treatment options via a 10-item true-false scale, and we summed the items to create a score out of 10. So the higher the score, the higher their knowledge. Looking at their readiness to make a decision, this is a new scale, which a bit more work is going on with the scale itself at the moment with our colleagues in Cardiff. But it consisted of 9 items with 7-point Likert-type scales, which was summed to create a score ranging from 9 to 63. It's a bit odd, I know. I'm just using the raw scores because further sort of in-depth analysis is going on at the moment, and this isn't really the forum for that. But just to say that the higher the score in this case is to sort of denote readiness to make a decision. So the higher the score, the more ready women are to make that choice. And then we wanted to look at intentions to choose whether it's lumpectomy or mastectomy. And we did 2 items for each type of surgery on, a 7-point Likert type scale. But this ranged from I definitely do not intend to choose either lumpectomy or mastectomy through to I definitely do intend to choose.